High noon, nation's capital. Where else would you want to be? I don't know about you, but having heavy metal by my side, riding shotgun, he's Iron Metal. I'm a star. You know what? Let's just call you Iron Metal. Because, boy, you pulling in some OT and different venues. I mean, to be at Nats Park and just to have been Mackenzie Gore, man, opening day. You talking about being on fire. I mean, but it's about baseball. You can never get hung up on a game because there's so many more to play. But, you know, when you don't win that opener and you blow a brilliant pitching performance, it smarts a little bit. You know, it does.
That Bryce Harper home run hurt too, man.
Yeah, I know. But that's the drama in it. For all of us ex-Little Leaguers, that's the one thing that kind of links us. We got to get over things. We're going to be talking a little bit about it today. And how can you not talk about it? Because I think in our lifetime, you know, we've seen those runs, the little guy, the storyline. And we romanticized it, and it was great, you know, canned a mid-major. We saw, look. I was at the arena. I was in Indianapolis. We traveled with George Mason. That's more than just a Cinderella story. It was real. The emotion, it generates something that is so hard to put together. And you know it because we felt it. Anybody that was at the arena, everybody that traveled there, you can't make this up. Jim Larrañaga will be special and he'll have a special place in this area forever. And now the reality has shifted in. Well, you know, we've had to deal with a lot of realities. The basket has been adjusted. The mound has been lowered and it's been raised and lowered. Now we've increased the size of bags in the we alter sports now. We adjust it. Nothing stays the same. So get over it. I mean, there's a lot of debate. You have the right to debate. We do that. We give you that. And, you know, in here, we give that canine counsel all due respect. And I know that with the March Madness now, G in the shop, he's in a world of trouble. Because these games are late. If you watch everything, and you have to. It wears you out. You got to go deep, especially when the late games are white knucklers. I mean, it's great. And I just go, man, we're fortunate. You know, we're fortunate to watch this. Are you an underdog guy? Are you pulling for the little guy, the underdog? Or do you have a real appreciation for how difficult it is to be consistently dominant?
I mean, I went to George Mason, and so I'm definitely an underdog guy. I mean, there's something to be said. You know, I'm not saying, you know, things like Duke and Kansas and these programs that are their perennial powerhouses. There's something to be said about that. But there's also something about, you know, the underdog having their day, you know?
Yeah, it is, if you earn it. And then, you know, in a lot of cases, look, the St. Mary's deal for me was probably Mason, yeah, because we were here. It was so personal. I was lucky enough to be a part of the broadcast team with Larry Michael and Yinka Dare and GW, you know, had a deep run. There's an energy about it. But you can't get the emotion that J.P. Finley shared with us. It's not a stunt. The dude is, and you know what happens about when we're in this business, we're kind of not expected. We're expected kind of to be, I guess they call it professional, and not really get emotionally tied into things. The hell with that. That's why I love him, because it matters to him. Basketball here, College Park, the Terps, it matters. I mean, we just accept what happens in football. We hope, we got hopes, but we kind of know coming in that you're behind the eight ball, and they're making strides and progress, and Locks is doing the best he can with what he has, but Locks doesn't play. You know, it's not up to him. He's not on the field. It's the guys on the field. They got to claim it, that they're going to be the team that makes the difference. Every special team that becomes special, that breaks out, that beats the bully, that snaps the streak, they do it because not as the X's and O's, but they say the Jimmys and Joes, it's dudes that just get tired of it. It's like these philosophies, Izzo, I mean the Spartan, this thing with Izzo, just how do you not love it? I don't even think they ever, ever have to have the best team. But it's that Sparty mentality, the way they go after it. And
I am in the B. Yeah. Mitch and Finley pool, and I have Michigan State all the way. So I am with you on this. Yeah, I picked them all the way. And
okay, yeah.
Going into Thursday's games, I was tied for first in the pool out of 18 of us. So just want to say I'm not doing so bad yet. So.
Yeah, but how do you not? I mean, Sparty, these different personalities. And I go that.
I was thinking everybody's undervaluing the Big Ten right now. And a lot of the Big Ten teams, like Michigan, did real well last night. You know,
man,
like
Michigan.
They lost, but man, they didn't go down without swinging, you know?
But then you look at
Purdue almost
one
beat
seed.
Houston last night, also, man. I mean, that was a, I guess you call it a buzzer beater layup or whatever that was. But
isn't this the thing, the simplest things, the inbound? Especially in a game that Grant Hill was working.
Houston did there, I know.
I mean, but that was kind of like, and I'll be honest, I mean, all of us couch potatoes, and you only get to play this game with me if you had no alcohol consumption while you were watching the game. I don't want the comments from those of you that were blitzed while you're watching it, but not one time from the time that referee gave that kid the ball did I think about the inbound pass myself. Now we've been talking about all the plays they're working on, and I'm thinking, because I'm pulling for overtime, I don't have a horse in the race. So what I want is a photo finish. All I want, my games that I don't have an interest in, is to come down to the last shot, buzzer beater, and then I'm done. Now I'm thrilled with it, because just looking at arenas. The thing about March Madness that football can never bring you, because you never get the stadiums are so big and you don't get the close-ups. But you get a chance to see this country at its best. You see people from all walks of life, sizes, shapes, races, gender, everybody is in there. And they're pulling all in the same direction, pulling for their interests. And it's harmony. It is a beautiful thing to see this thing go down. And don't get something in the Midwest. I don't care what's happening. There's nothing like it. And that's why I knew the Purdue situation, Indiana, Purdue, anything in the Midwest was going to be special. Dude, it's almost like it's a test of endurance. And that's why I would say you're Iron Man for you being able to see whatever you saw based on you just pulled 100 hours before going in.
Something like that.
Well, you were Hercules. And then all of this is the backdrop to what happens when you lose somebody. I'm still Juju Watkins. I'm still torn. But that's the part of sports, because it can happen. And that's why you don't cheat. As an athlete, and all you young ballers that are out listening, you have to put the work in, because you never know if you'll get a chance to finish your journey. Man, I wanted her 100%, because I want to see the King Kong Godzilla thing. That's what I wanted, even though I didn't like the pairings, the way it came. I'd like to see them meet, but whatever. And now you get kind of robbed from that. Anytime, any sport pushes the National Football League to the back pages, you did something. to show you the gorilla that the NFL is. I mean, it flexes, but it can't do this. It can't outdo this. Cannot. I mean, OV, you know, you look at the things that, what could pique your interest in this? Bron Bron, Lakers, Joker, things that kind of bobble up and get it. And then your boy, Russell Wilson. I am still somewhat taken back by A.A. Aaron and Russell Wilson in terms of, is it just me? Or have these people hoodwinked themselves in the people, these people in the front offices are smoking crack after hours? Now, you have the right to do 1-800-636-1067 is the number. That is my question to the public. I just don't understand. I do not understand what I am seeing and what people are doing that actually have jobs, these multi-million dollar companies, and they have them. Well, we'll find out. We'll find out today. This is all about you, the public, you, the people, canine community, all of you. Can't wait to find out what is definitely on your mind, because this is so much excitement, but I don't want to be the person to push you in a direction that you might not be comfortable going in, so you get a chance to push and pull on your own. And shout out to my boy, AWOD. I mean, AWOD, man, it's just effervescence. It's just jubilance. It is when he tells a story about running into, like, maybe a hero of his past or somebody, that ain't just straight joy. The brother enjoys what he does for a living. And who's luckier than that? If you're doing what you would do for free and you get paid to do it, you're winning. I mean, you're winning. I'm not killing Russ. He's winning big time. But I'm just saying. And what's the best news that I heard? The most inspirational deal was J.P. Finley for me. He's my man. But I got to say that the locker, when I saw that the locker had that swag back and that tomorrow that he's back in the booth, you got to be kidding me. 7 weeks?
That was the best news I saw all week.
That was it.
Lie. Yep.
No, what could be better? I mean, what could be better? The locker returning. I mean, and he looks good, and he's been putting in work. And I'm going, wow, Ovi closing in on the mark. But even beyond the mark is the fact that they have an excellent team. That they're awesome. That's it. We're not just in last place and one guy's getting a personal best. Not at all. It's about team success. Yeah, team success. 12:15 in the nation's capital. Heavy Metal, DOC, here with you on 106.7 The Fan. Pardon me, the MGM National Listener Line, wide open. We're kicking it. Brother Holder's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Brother Sheehan has told his staff to inform us that he will make himself available today. So we're pumped. We'll be back. 12:21 in the nation's capital. Rick Doc Walker on the microphone, Heavy Metal. He's doing all the real heavy lifting as well. But there are some perks to this, and one of them is being able to pick up a phone and know that your guy Little is on the other end. Welcome to Overtime.
Who's Doc Legend?
Yes, sir. What's up?
Shout out to Metal. Man, look, man, I'm at the game, Doc, and I got the game. You know, I'm listening to it on the radio, and I'm just pitching, man, throwing 98 miles an hour, man, the seventh inning, man. I mean, the sixth inning. Man, Dave Martinez, man, he doing the same damn thing he did last year, man. I mean, Metal trying to – I mean, I'm trying to understand what Metal's saying. This is what they're doing with pitchers now. I believe, man, you leave the damn pitcher in there till he get in trouble. I seen him pulling pitchers, man, with nobody on base. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And then, he go to, you know, what's suspect about him, Doc. I know a little something about baseball, a little something. But you go to a right-hander to face the gorilla to try to prove something. And then the Phillies, man, they're sitting back. Guess what they're doing? Man, we jumping on the first pitch because they're bringing it straight down the middle of the plate. They ain't change up on nothing, man. They ain't start going to a curveball. They throwing straight down the middle of the plate, man. We jumping on every first pitch, man. And it bled down to all the batters. I mean, you know what I'm saying, man? I mean, we can't win, man. You go get, man, you, man, I'm telling you now. The talent is in the DMV area, Doc, from the Wizards to the Nats, man, and we know the Commanders rocking and rolling. Man, we got to get competent coaches. We got competent people up there in the Commandersville. Very competent, man, but I'm telling you now, man, we lacking talent on the Wizards. Give me somebody that's defensive coordinated, man, and let them boys, man, learn how to play some defense, man. It's embarrassing to lose by 60-something points.
Stuff yeah, like I don't that, know. You little, know appreciate you. Man, you know, but I don't know how you learn how to play defense when you've been playing ball your whole life. I don't and I don't have all the answers. But I found that why are you paying someone that doesn't give you the results? If you don't give me my results, I don't pay you. We tend to, and I say blanket form, over the years here, just is my humble opinion, we have paid so much money out not to get results. I don't blame the people that fail. I blame the people that hire. If you continue to pay me and I continue not to give you results, whose fault is that? Recruiting is a skill set. Requires a lot of different things that either you have or you don't. I always looked at Metal defense requiring more effort than skill. If I pay you, I kind of expect your effort. I can't be down on you because you lack skill in a certain area. But to just flat out refuse to take on the assignment of defending and boxing out, rebounding, doing the basics. If a team appears to be unprepared in the basics, whose fault is that? Isn't that a problem that the owner and the GM need to be dealing with? We've been looking at this forever. It's been a constant problem with no matter who's in charge. And you think that's a coaching problem? I don't. That's an executive problem issue. You got people that clearly see the game in a way that I don't understand. I don't understand. Got to figure this thing out. It's just gone on for way too long. I mean, it would not surprise me if somebody scored 200 points on them. I wouldn't be shocked. Why? And they got people with promise, and it's encouraging. I tell you what, some of you are down on this thing about not having a underdog, and you have the right to do that. This tanking thing and this positioning and this garbage NBA cycle by some clubs, not all, and everybody still picks up a check, just grinds me to the core. When I know and I see, well, used to see, black tops full of kids playing, YMCA, Boys and Girls Clubs, arenas packed, people just balling for free. And now you pay them a fortune and they don't want to play. You figure that out. When you figure it out, holler at your boy. Let me figure that one out. That is a direct result in rotten leadership from the top down. Go to break. We come back. Things that make you go, Dr. Holder joins us right here on Overtime. /12:32 here in the nation's capital, and courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We welcome back Dr. Holder, and I know that you're not as excited as you would have been had the Lady Terrapins been able to pull it out against the Gamecocks. What a game that it was.
Hey, Doc. How are you doing, Chris? Good to be on with you once again. Yes, you are correct. It would have been more exciting. I'm glad that they stayed around with them. I'm glad it was compelling and interesting. Yep. Dawn Staley is the truth, and she's as advertised. She gets it's the ebbs and flows of a basketball game. It came down to some crucial possessions at the end, but Maryland was right there. So the Maryland men and the Maryland women and people who cover Terrapin basketball should not be disappointed at all with the seasons that those two teams had. I mean, there should be a sense of pride, not a... it's hard to win a national championship, Doc. It's hard. It's not easy. I mean, Geno and sometimes Dawn now, it may look like it's easy, but man, I mean, it is hard to win a national champion. Hard to win a national championship. So,
it's hard to get to the Elite Eight. I mean, look at people. It's hard to get,
to the Sweet 16.
Sweet 16, yeah. No, it's
so it's a tough gauntlet. Deal. Yeah, that's a tough deal, but that Maryland women's team, they gave us some really, really exciting moments. I happened to see the last great one, the one that Alabama game is still, that's one of the best basketball games, women basketball game I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, people still talking about it. People still, and rightfully so. It's about the overall product. You know, everybody was like, well, what happens when Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark leave? Come on, there's more. Next. You know what I'm saying? Like, this thing ain't going away. The interest in women's.
Doctor, we're losing you on your line. We may have to call you back. Oh, you're in a bad cell zone. So why don't we try to do that, Metal? Maybe we can try to reconnect. Because he sounded like he was underwater. Which happens sometimes in our industry when we deal with that. You, the women's game, you know, when you lose stars, they replenish themselves. And that's a shout out to all the youth coaches that are out there in the listening land and working with them toddlers. And the fact that the toddlers, I have so much respect for the youth, young athletes now, with all the electronic distractions, and yet they still go out there and get the work done. I mean, we had one, you know, basically one TV, maybe two in a house back in the Stone Ages. And a lot of the homes didn't even have AC. Staying in the house was not an option. You wanted to get the hell out of the house. Now, with all these toys, you can stay and be online? Are you kidding me? As opposed to going out and hooping in the sun, or going out and having to walk wherever you got to go to, or go out and toss a ball around. So look, the challenge is now, so I admire all of you gym rats. If you are a young gym rat right now, you are unique. I know, you know, that G from the shop wants little G to be a gym rat and all that. Man, G like a Huxtable. I mean, trying to get him to go out there and labor. He gonna do it. He got it in him. But it's gonna be at a different pace. It's different. So I just, man, I love the fact that we have so many good prospects. These young people now are balling, and they're coming after it like gangbusters. So that next generation, that next man up, that whatever you want to call it, is going to be there. It's going to be there. And this, now there's some things that I'd like to see fixed. I think that it's common sense, but I don't know if we should ever use that term. It's not common sense. Would it kill you to hold back? Off? Are you off? Seems simple. Then there's another part of me that goes, yo, Beast, what are you talking about? We're paying these people a fortune. Let them multitask. Oh, okay. All right. I guess you got to look at it from both sides. Man, these people, we got lots of cash going around, and we're throwing it around big time. So I'm just checking on Metal. Metal, are we good?
I am here. Still trying to get Lou, though.
Okay, good. No problem. When you don't hear that baritone voice, I know something's up. But somebody come in there and kidnap him at the station, they better come in there with a bazooka.
I think maybe his phone died or something, because I'm calling back and nothing's happening. So I don't know.
Let me tell you what. When you Lou Holder and you've got five different positions that you hold down, I mean, he had to carry an automobile battery around to keep his phone charged. So I get it. But that's why we have the MGM National Listener Line. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. The sport is healthy. Women's game is on fire. Juju, I mean, look, the injuries, it's a part of it. When you really think about it, the collisions, the cuts, that there's not more. So we're lucky. We're lucky, you know, in that. NBA's had some moments in that. Joker hits another big shot. You know, the NBA, during this time of the year, you think they're a little jealous? I don't think. Maybe not, of March Madness, since a lot, large majority, not all, are a product of the madness. But it's just...
I mean, March Madness is when I feel like the casual basketball fan learns the names of some of the Knicks' big stars, you know?
Yeah, how we did. I know I definitely did. It was just hard to imagine that freshmen at one point in time couldn't play on the varsity. Think of that.
Yeah.
I mean, just think of it. I'm watching the top teams in the country in the midst of this battle. And I'm looking at this. I'm watching Auburn. And they are nice. They're bigs. I mean, but this freshman guard? I'm like, give the doctor another call back. He said he don't know what happened by text. I've just never, the fact that you could be that smooth, that young, but hitting shots, I mean, you know, you're just off a quarter of an inch, a half an inch, or whatever, from a made shot and a missed shot.
Why now, he was making some guys... killer shots last night. The Pettiford guy, I think, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's some... That one where the guy passed it to him, and it was bobbled, and he just picked it up and just sunk a three on it.
Yeah.
And then the Knicks, like a play or two later, he was in there driving, and he did that like spin move where he ended up in a fadeaway with like the center blocking him, and he just switched. I was like... Those are insanely hard to make shots, and he's just dropping them, like not bouncing around the rim. They barely went in. Like, he's just sinking them, swishing them, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you have a very talented freshman, and you know what that's like. And for a big, this brother's out here playing on the perimeter as a ball handler and a shot maker, distributor, plays with joy. I love it when I see a guy that smiles. I mean, you didn't think Magic Johnson had a killer because he smiled. No, he was a killer. You knew Bird was. Bird was nasty, and he didn't care if you knew it. But Magic was a killer as well. He just smiled while he was doing it to you. But these young boys, I don't know how you develop that. The Michigan State deal. Who are you? You may not have a horse in a race. If you bet on them, that's different. Because now it's business.
I mean, I have a bracket, so I didn't bet on individual games per se, but I did fill out the entire bracket. So,
who's your king?
I told you, I got Michigan State all the way.
Oh, that's right. Okay, we're on the same page. Yep. All right. Yeah.
My final four
were you voting for coach or the team?
Say what?
Were you voting for Sparty or the team?
I mean, I'm not a Spartans fan per se. I'm not a Michigan State fan per se. But I do like Big Ten in general. And Izzo is kind of the last of the old guard coaches, and I think he's just got a lot of a lot of people have overlooked the Big Ten, I think, this year, just expecting complete SEC dominance. And I think if somebody's going to pull in, I don't know if you call it number two seed winning it all, an upset, but a surprise, it could be them. So that's kind of what I wanted to pick. So, you know, a lot of you people will be picking like Duke and Houston and stuff, but you know, I try to pick a team that not as many people pick, so when you're in the pool, you kind of got a better chance of winning if they win. So,
yeah, if we do get Lou back, but this Luis thing,
I'm going to call him back.
St. John's,
I'm call him back in a second here.
You can
I
try
to get him in the next
St.
segment.
The St. John's ending didn't sit well with me, because when you have the Big East Player of the Year, how many times have you seen a player whose game has been off, but he hits the game winner for you? He finishes strong. And I'm not coaching from the sidelines, but there's got to be more to it that would have led coach to have left that man on the bench in his worst moments and not inserted him and allowed him to play himself through a bad spell. And inevitably, my gut was saying, well, you can kiss him goodbye. If you would do that to a player in this on and off ramp system we have, you can get on and off a team instantly. You know he's leaving. You think he's coming back, and you treat him that way in the midst of a tournament?
I mean, the portal's
you basically
already
showed
open.
Him.
The portal's already open. Technically, they could even switch teams.
No, he's
right
gone
for the game or whatever.
Yeah, he's gone. But you kind of had to know that before you decided to put him on ice. See, that's the part to me. You know, when you do that to that young man, now he's gone. So that means you wanted him to. You were good with that. Yeah, I don't understand that. Please help brother out. If you have a theory on that, 1-800-636-1067, I could use your help on that. You can hit me up on X at Rick Doc Walker. We'll do that. We'll find out if we can get Lou back. Stay with us right here on Overtime. /12:49 in the nation's capital. Doc Walker on a hot microphone, pardon me. And Heavy Metal pulling another marathon shift at the network, but he's built for it. Lou Holder, we apologize. We had some technical hurdles to jump, but we got over them, and we're back.
Yes, we are
and,
back. Sorry about that, Doc.
Rude guest hotline. So, new location. Got to ask you, spend as much time as anybody we know in the business on the campus at University of Maryland. And J.P. Finley, our colleague, he was on fire this week, and I love the passion. The brother's real. And I tell you what, you don't want to cross him. And you definitely don't want to be in a small area if your coach, Kevin Willard, with J.P. Finley. What's your gut tell you?
So definitely my gut tells me that it's probably a move on for Kevin Willard. I mean, I guess if it was Rutgers, I'd be just as passionate. So, again, I just look at it from the outside looking in. What Kevin Willard has done in 3 years has been, you know, pretty impressive as far as how he's put Maryland back on the map. But obviously, you know, there's a if you ask any loyal Terp fan, the way it's been done or the way sports economics are done now, it frustrates you if you are the person or you are the franchise or you are the fan base that it's being done to. And so obviously there is a word out there. I mean, it took away from that last game. In my eyes, it kind of took away from that last game and what those young men were doing. Like, what's the story with the head coach? Is he going to be around? You know, I don't like those dual storylines, but, I mean, that's the way sports are now. It's not just the athletes. It's the coaches. They get up and move all the time. So, you know, I just feel that Maryland is back on the map, and whoever they hire next, you know, just needs to move it along. Maryland is one of those coveted jobs, so it's like on with the next then. I think you always said that, yo, I'm only worried about the people who are who matter. So if he don't matter anymore, you got to move on.
But oh, yeah. Not all, yeah. Not always, only worry not about it if you're on my team. Yeah.
That's right.
If you're not here.
That's right.
Yeah. So, but he really hasn't addressed the fact that, he's not, whether he's here or there. The limbo part is what is crazy to me.
Yeah, but I mean, in that case, you got to go through the stuff with your agent. You can't really misstep. So it's crazy to us in limbo, but I mean, some news got out. I mean, he's just handling it the way he's got to handle it. I don't know what else to say as far as it might seem like bad. It might seem like it's a bad move that he hasn't addressed it or anything like that. But at the end of the day, if his agent is telling them, hey, look, you got to stay quiet, you got to stay quiet.
Yeah, that understood. Understand.
Yeah, so I mean,
understand
that's
the business side of it. But
and
this movement, we can't make this so it can happen after Luther sings One Shining Moment?
Nah, Doc, when have you ever known sports to be in a night tight window when it happens where everybody's happy? When have you known that?
Yeah, yeah, good.
When have you known that? That never happens. In the news business, in sports, man, it's not a 9-to-5. It happens right at, you know, right before whatever. No, it happens when it happens. It happens when it happens. So that's why you have PR agents. That's why you have damage control. Some people do it well. Some people are sloppy. Some people it's done purposefully to play one against the other. I mean, you never know, right? Damon Evans is gone. Let's not forget about that now. The AD is gone, right? So there's another twist to this whole Maryland thing that they don't have an athletic director. So we're talking about the coaches and everything. Like, there's no athletic director. He got up and bolted. Not before, after the season was over. Not after One Shining Moment. Like you said, Damon Evans is gone to SMU.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all over the place. It's not just Willard. It's not just Willard. I mean, you can have all your angst you want with Willard, but, man, there's a lot of people that leave when they got to leave because it's good for them. It's good for them. So there's a lot of stuff going on at Maryland. But, again, as I've said before, I had my technical difficulties. The people in College Park should be happy about the seasons that those student-athletes put together this year. First time ever that both the men and the women team went to the Sweet 16 in the same year. All the fun moments, all the just the good basketball. I'm not going to let all the stuff with the management and all the stuff with coaches and administration get in the way that, man, that was two great seasons that I saw. And I know I saw that because there were times where either the Maryland men were up and the women were down, or the Maryland women were up and the men were down. This is the first time in a long while that both of them had people buzzing, and I'm not ready to give that up just yet. That stuff needs to be talked about.
Yeah, and I'm with you on that. Based on whether you filled out a bracket or not, have the top seeds lived up to it in your mind? I mean, who is the most dominant team that you've seen in the end?
So Florida looks real good. Florida looks real good. On the men's side, Florida looks real good. They just have that bench. They have that size. Maryland run into that. They got out-rebounded like crazy. I mean, you know, had that coming in. Florida looks really, really good. And on the women's side, man, I just feel that, hey, look, Paige Beckers was Caitlin Clark. Without Paige Beckers getting hurt, there is no Caitlin Clark. Paige Beckers was, until she's finished playing, I mean, she was. Like, we're talking about Caitlin Clark. Like, Gino recruited Paige over Caitlin for a reason, right? And it just happens. It just so happens because of injuries and everything like that, putting this whole juju thing into consideration, because of injuries, Paige Beckers and AZ Fudd rarely got a chance to play together on the same team. They were all hurt. They were both hurt. They were both hurt. The reason why AZ Fudd went to UConn instead of maybe staying at Maryland, y'all, one of her best friends is Paige Beckers. So she went with her, and they never got a chance to play together. But at the beginning of the season, I said, hey, look, that's UConn. That's UConn for me. I just feel that they have the experience. They have Both of those two individuals playing at a high level. Dawn doesn't have the same horses that she had last year, so I just feel that that's a, for me, that's UConn. So my picks going in, or the people that I feel that are impressing me going into these last weekends, is Florida and UConn. Florida and UConn.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I mean, there's been a little scuttlebutt about, well, we don't have the Cinderella, but you have King Kong and Godzilla. That's how I look at it. And so, I don't know. Some people, you can never satisfy them.
Yeah.
I go, which would you rather have?
I will say I will say that Cooper flag is fun to watch.
Boy, you ain't lying.
And to know that him and Derek Queen were on the same high school team, that Mount Verde team, my goodness, that's talent on talent on talent on talent. Woo!
Yeah. Checking out Houston is interesting for me, and Auburn. I just think when a freshman guard has – I remember Zeke, and when a guy is that poised, that young – mm-hmm. I just start thinking about how much money that kid's going to be, because that's NBA to me.
Yeah.
When you're that under control, you make shots, you got a handle, and you defend, mm-hmm. and you're a toddler. I just go, wow.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen had to put a whole bunch of eyeballs on Houston, but yeah. Yeah. There's some athletes, man.
And you can never count out Izzo. You can never count out Izzo.
No.
And man, it's just fun. It's just fun. You're right. There are no profound Cinderellas this year, but there are a bunch of King Kongs. So it's like, you know what?
Yeah, there'll never be them again. There'll never be. I just don't see it now, man. The way this is flowing, the way the cash is, I did think there was something special. Seeing Purdue, seeing anything in the Midwest, I just love it when I see how this country, how it looks by its audiences throughout the country, mm-hmm. how that changes. That's that it seems like most of the Midwest, and this is not a fact, but it just seems like the entire Midwest is elderly. It just seems like there's more older people that go out to games then. Some kind of way to translate this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the crowd being, from an age standpoint, as old as it is any other region in the country.
I mean, that might just be what's affordable, too. You know, not all the college kids can afford flying to Seattle to go see Maryland, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I just think that you might have something there, Chris, the geography of it and just the, you know, the topography of it too. I mean, they really, really supportive in the middle of the country, right? I mean, just the basketball that you've seen. I just think with basketball, you may have a point there too, Doc. That you know, in basketball, there's just a certain level of generational basketball that's concentrated in the middle of the country with the Kansases and the Indianas and the things of that nature. But I feel that the whole country is still the best thing out there, March Madness, because from coast to coast, however way the NCAA is doing it and still has stuff to improve on, man, it's still so captivating, whether it's the middle, whether it's the East Coast, whether it's the West Coast.
It unites us.
It does unite us in so many ways.
Yeah,
in so many ways. It's still undefeated. The NCAA tournament, the men's and women's NCAA tournament is undefeated. It's undefeated. I mean, you could be mad and whatnot. You still gonna watch. And like you said, Doc, everybody watches till the very end, where Luther sings "One Shining Moment."
And if it doesn't crack you up and break you down a little bit, you're not human.
You're not
human. And I just can't wait. You can say, well, it's too early, it's too late, but you're still watching.
Yeah.
You cannot not watch it.
Because you never know.
It brings, yeah.
You never know what's going to end. You never know what storylines are going to end. The DJ Wagner miss. I mean, you never know. Like, there's last second shots all over the place. There's matchups that, I mean, did we actually think that Maryland was going to stay around that long with South Carolina, right? I don't think, you know, I've covered Maryland. I know Maryland. They're gutsy. They're fighty. But, man, Dawn is stacked. But they couldn't shoot. They kept missing. So Maryland was staying around. And, man, Cheyenne Sellers, look, she's going to be one of those ones that are going to be mentioned as one of the pillars of the Maryland program. You know, it's very, very rare, Doc and Chris, that you have these athletes that stay around 4 years, men or women. They move around. Cheyenne Sellers and Juju Reese stayed all their whole time at Maryland. And, you know, the coaches are thankful for that. Those are the glues. Those are the glues. Those are the Walt Williams that after the Bob Wade thing and Gary Williams came in, Walt could have left. But he stayed. He stayed to help build that program. Juju could have left. He could have left, transferred, whatever. Cheyenne could have left, just like Angel Reese did. But they stayed 4 years with that coach, with those coaches, and we all were the benefactor of it this year. All of us were the benefactor of seeing those two leadership and even more in College Park.
Yeah, it was a great run. And you were a big part of it, Lou. We appreciate you, man. Got to go to break, pay some bills, enjoy your day, man. Swallow it up, and we'll do it next time.
All right, see you again soon.
You got it, brother. That's Lou Holder. What a contribution he makes. We're so lucky. Courtesy of the MGM National Listener Line. To break we go. We'll come back. We'll tee it up right here on Overtime.